Hello, this is the chaplain of Hale. I have a friend with me here, Sergeant Snyder, who has personally observed the UFOs, and I'd like for you, Sergeant Snyder, to introduce yourself, your position here at the police station, and just tell the folks what you saw that night, and if you can give us the date also.
Okay, I'm Sergeant Snyder, work the Washtenaw County Sheriff Department here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Worked here over 7 years. A desk sergeant in charge of so many men that works the road, the jail, and so forth. It's in March 1966, the morning of the 17th, about 3 a.m. We was policing one accident west of Saline, Michigan, about 3 miles west on U.S. 12, when Milan Police radioed our office, said if they had any reports of a bright light down in their area. Which our office said no. They contacted us, asked if we seen anything. We said no. We looked due west or south of us. We seen three objects up in the sky. My partner, Deputy Fitzpatrick, and myself, we both seen these objects. We were somewhat reluctant to say anything about them to each other. A couple of our deputies had seen them before then. We hadn't seen them up until then, so we didn't really know what they were. We wasn't going to commit ourselves to one another. So Saline police officer, he come out and he says, yeah, he says he seen him due south of us. And so we told one another we'd seen him. So we looked to the southwest of us and we seen this other bright object.
Well, let me ask you this, Sergeant Snyder. How many would you say as far as police officers at this time had seen this object?
There was about six. There was two state police officers, I think, on a Flat Rock post. And two Milan officers, one Saline officer, and... two of our deputies, myself and this other deputy.
Okay, that's fine. I think that's something that men on the police force, that they saw this with their own eyes. Would you go ahead and describe it for us, or as you came upon this scene?
Well, we started driving towards it after we completed the accident. We started driving southwest. So we parked on this one road. We thought it was coming towards us. We stopped and turned the lights out and the motor off. This Deputy Fitzpatrick, he has a Menox camera, so he's going to get out and try to take a picture of it at the time. Well, they couldn't get it focused in right away. So he kept watching it, and I kept driving closer to it. So we ended up just west of the Milan prison, about a mile. We parked in a cornfield, and this is where we seen this one object. We figured roughly about a mile, maybe a mile and a half away from us up in the sky. At this time, he set his camera up on a tripod, and he took three-time exposure pictures, which they all turned out. And... during the time while we could see this object sometimes going up and down 90 degree turns, that the turns themselves were no matter. They could stop anytime they wanted to, go sideways, go up or down, or do anything else they wanted to. Speed, it seems like they had a great amount of speed for what we could see at the distance we were from it. We looked through it with binoculars. One of the off-duty deputies has a monitor in his house and he can hear our traffic.
Uh-huh.
So he brought a pair of binoculars down to us. And we looked through it with the binoculars. This is where we could come out with the colors, somewhat of a form, a disc form, I guess. To us at the time, we thought it looked like possibly a top turned upside down, so this would result to a disc.
Well, how thick was this disc?
This we couldn't tell. The colors were somewhat of a red, white, and blue, glowing brighter each time. Sometimes you'd see a green come in there. With the binoculars, we could see this. With the naked eye, we couldn't see the colors.
Oh, I see.
A bright light, and this was it. And also during this time, why it dimmed way down to almost nothing, as well as it lit right back up, bright as the sun, at least.
Hmm.
There was no mix-up, as far as we were concerned, as the moon or any other star in the sky.
Do you think it's quite funny that they call this swamp gas? Something?
Yes, I do. Quite a bit so. This I can't believe. My uncle was in the Second World War, and he... seen swamp gas. He never seen it any higher than about 10, he says, maybe at the most 20 foot it could rise off the ground. So swamp gas, this was way out as far as we was concerned.
Uh-huh. Well, I think so too. Go ahead. This is interesting.
This was weird once we looked through the binoculars. Seeing with the naked eye didn't have much real effect on you. You didn't know what to really think of it. And but when you got the binoculars there and you could look through this, why... this is when your mind changed about a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
We took a lot of harassment from it, as well as We didn't actually ourselves give harassment to the two deputies prior to us that seen these things. But there was deputies that give us harassment after this, and they seen them since, which, well, this was all during the March of 66.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's that seen them since got a lot of different change on it.
Mm-hmm. Was there any detail, Sergeant, as to the flying saucer? Was there anything at all that you could tell other than the saucer-shaped disc? Was there anything that may indicate that there was conning, something like a conning tower, an antenna, or a circle such as a porthole, or anything other than just the colored disc?
Well, we could see this conning tower, as you call. This is where we thought the toy top, you turn it upside down, it's got this round hump on it.
Uh-huh.
And this was on the top, so uh-huh. This is where we figured this from. As far as a porthole or windows or anything like else, we couldn't see this. We couldn't see that at all.
What would you say? You said the colors were sort of like a red, white, and blue?
Mm-hmm.
And these sort of modulated, changing colors, sort of like a rainbow or something, with the disc. Were the colors sharp or just sort of faded into one another?
No, they were sharp. You could tell them at different times.
Is that right?
Mostly I'd say red, majority mm-hmm. of the time. But
did you see this move at a tremendous amount of speed, or was just fairly fast in its movement?
Well, fast, yeah. Mm-hmm. Speed, I wouldn't even want to estimate a speed on it because I wouldn't know at that distance, because we couldn't determine the object itself as far as seeing anything on this object. So this is why we couldn't determine the speed of it. But it did, as far as movements, why, no problem. Go anywhere it wanted, stop, go up and down, come down, then all of a sudden turn right or turn left.
Now, I want to ask you this. I've been very interested in what the Bible says about this. Now, when this object, we'll call it UFO, this object went up, did it just go straight up like that?
Or go off any different angles.
Any
go up on an angle, and or else straight up. Go up to the left and up to the right. Come down the same way.
Did it have a tremendous ability to stop dead?
Oh, definitely.
Your estimation, Sergeant, do you think that America or Russia, either one, has anything that has the tremendous speed that these UFOs have and have the ability to stop at this tremendous speed? Now, I personally do not know of anything that could stop at these speeds. In fact, I don't know how a human body could even accept the force of the G's. Do you?
No, I don't think so. I don't see how they could. If they could have, we'd have been on the moon long ago and less time taken to get there.
I think so, too. Well, I sure thank you, Sergeant Snyder, for this interview. Is there anything else along these lines that you would like to add as your personal thought about it, or the day that you saw this, or the night, rather, or what some of the other men think? Is there anything that you'd like to add to it?
No, other than the fact that everybody's somewhat a firm believer now in UFOs, whatever they want to call them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's nothing from America or Russia.
Well, I think you're quite right, Sergeant Snyder, and I thank you very much for this personal interview.
Okay.
Thank you.